Thank you. At this time, we will take up again final action on House Bill 1086. Open that again up to committee action and or discussion. The motion that we had was a do pass as amended, and that motion did fail because it did not receive a majority of the members elect. Any other committee action? Representative Van Gerpen.
The one hang up I had about 1086 was taking money out of the health care trust fund. But I think we're talking, according to line 10, about $500,000. Which really, when you look at what we're expecting from the interest, is not that significant amount of money. I think we've got a good bill here, and as far as implementation of the bill, I really believe that the folks who work in PEER can work this out, and that we can keep track of what the tuition and fees cost were, and we can accurately track and fulfill the obligation of this bill. I think it's a good bill.
Representative Davis.
Madam Chair, I've been listening to conversations about nurses shortings all summer long, and I truly believe this is a good bill because we talked about if we give scholarships, we have to have some kind of very high penalties they will pay. This bill does not do this. This bill shows that they are working in the state of South Dakota and then repays them for their student loans. So I think, you know, and as Representative Van Gerpen said, I think a lot of the problems the department talked about could be handled in the application. You provide the information along with your application. So with that, did anyone move to pass? I move to pass.
It has been moved by Representative Davis to pass House Bill 1086 as amended, seconded by Representative Nesselhoff. Is there any discussion on that do pass motion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a comment, I will vote no again on this, but I want to commend Representative Galinsky for bringing it forward too. I think it's awesome that we have two bills that relate to the nursing shortage. What I like about the other bill the most is that there is an existing administration, and I think that's a real positive for that bill. I think both bills will help us in the long run, but I just want to note that I will be voting no again. Thank you.
Representative Nesselhoff.
I just wanted to thank Representative Pitts. It's nice to know that I'm not the only person on the committee who still uses the word awesome.
Any other discussion on the pending motion of House Bill 1086 do pass as amended?
Madam Chair.
Representative Solem.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to remind everyone that this bill does pertain to nurses who stay in South Dakota. If they don't stay here, they don't get this tuition forgiveness. So from that viewpoint, it does affect nurses that stay in South Dakota.
No other comments. Seeing no other comments from the committee, the pending motion is House Bill 1086 as amended, a do pass motion. All those in favor of that do pass motion will say aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Van Etten?
Aye.
Pitts?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
McCoy?
No.
Sunhoff?
Aye.
Sunstead?
Aye.
Cross?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Redford? Abdullah?
No.
Solem?
No.
Heinemann?
No.
Seven, five, one, not.
The final vote on House Bill 1086 is 7-4-5 against, 7-5-1 and 1 not voting. So Senate Bill 1086, as amended, receiving a majority of the members elect, passes. We have finished the calendar for today, amazingly enough. We will do House Bill 1243 on Wednesday. Oh, excuse me, one other thing. We do need a title amendment on House Bill 1086. And Jackie, would you read through that for the
committee? On page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, after tuition, insert, and fees.
If someone would move that title amendment, Moved by Representative Davis, second by Representative McCoy. Any discussion on that title amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The title amendment has been adopted.